To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
I love this segment, David. I look forward to it every week. Kara Brooke Allure's 2013 Beauty Blogger of the Year, and she is also our go-to gal for beauty and makeup on Beauty Inside Out. Today, we're going to be talking about top skincare and makeup musts. I'm excited. Hey, Kara.
Hi.
How you doing, Kara?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're glad to have you, and we're anxious to hear the proper steps, because I know you talk about makeup all the time, and I often speak more on the chemical side of skincare, but let's talk about ways to start with skincare and then tie in the makeup, because I got to tell you, a lot of the skincare clients ask me, David, do I put this on before I do my makeup, or what order should I do it? And I said, I know just the person to ask.
So the biggest thing you want to do before starting your foundation, you want to make sure your skin is moisturized and clean. So it's always good to wash your face, moisturize, and then go with the primers and then the makeup, which sounds like a lot, but once you kind of get into the habit, it's really not much. And once you do get in the habit, it's really hard to skip one of the steps because you really notice a difference.
Well, so let's talk about it for a second. So someone's going to cleanse their face, and you know, one of my favorites is a light exfoliator in it, so they've gotten rid of dead skin cells that can interfere. Mm-hmm. They then dry off their skin. They're going to apply their serum and their moisturizer. A lot of people, I think, are used to the old-fashioned moisturizers that are very heavy, but a lot of the new ones today and a lot of ones I know I've formulated are light gel creams that absorb within a matter of seconds. If it works with the skin, that'll absorb, not interfere with the next application. So I think that's one of the things people aren't used to. Okay, and then you're going to apply a primer, and what does the primer do again?
So the primer just kind of, they have different properties depending on what you need most. So some of them even the skin tone out if you have redness, or some of them will help if you're in a humid area or if you're oily to keep the makeup on all day, and some of them will help kind of smooth out pores and just give you, like, a really smooth finish. So it kind of just, you kind of pick your primer depending on your needs.
Well, and I'll stop there real quick, because I've actually formulated some primers for some of the big brands over the years, and I think I'm more amazed by the women. I think younger women seem to use it, but women in the, and I hate to use the word older women, because they're still younger than me, those in their 30s and 40s, they're still younger than me, but they often have never used a primer, and I think my wording I like to do is it creates the perfect canvas. It'll smooth out the skin, smooth out some of the bumps, okay, and help their makeup last longer throughout the day. Is that correct?
You bet. Yeah, I mean, you can get a primer to do practically anything that you anything that you need before your makeup goes on, which is important. It's just like the smooth canvas, just like you said, where the skin looks more flawless, the skin is more able to take makeup in a smooth way, and the makeup stays on longer.
You know, it's funny, Cara. The other day, I actually put on an eyeshadow primer, but I didn't put any eyeshadow over it. And I thought it looked beautiful, and I went to the Whole Foods, as always. And I'm always talking up everybody. I'm one of those people, I get to know them and their family, and, you know, who ask about their kids. And one of the guys is like, Lisa, something looks different. What did you do? Your eyes look really beautiful. And I said, oh, I just put on some mascara, and I put a little primer. And I actually love that look. It just kind of adds a nice glow without any eyeshadow. Is that something common, or did I discover some kind of cool thing there?
No, I think a lot of people use Urban Decay, for instance, has, I think, four different colors of primer because that's a nice, subtle way to get a little bit of an even eyelid, and you get just a touch of color, but it looks really natural. So I think you stumbled on a great idea that a lot of people use, which is skipping a lot of steps.
Some of the primers I've seen are different colors, and I think, I don't know if everybody knows this or not, but the ones with the light green color will help those with rosacea or psoriasis or the reddish cheeks offset it. So some have different colors now in the primer that'll help, like you said, create, I hate to use the word a foundation because it goes underneath, but really looks natural and can even out the skin tone.
Yeah, there are primers that I've used that if I was in a hurry or if I didn't want a lot of makeup that day, I would just use the primer because it cut down the look of my pores. It evened out my skin tone, and it gave me a more even-toned finish that wasn't shiny or oily. So it was kind of a great, or they turn out to be kind of a great makeup for days when you don't want to wear much.
Oh, I like that. Now you have the primer, and then you put the makeup, which if you do foundation, is there a need for putting powder over it, or do some people just use powder instead of a foundation? I'm a little confused about the role of the powder versus the foundation.
The powder. Okay, so if you, I always say stay away from powder if your skin is mature. So older skin, usually it doesn't need the powder to set it with, because the powder is mostly there for really oily skin, and as you get older, you get less and less oily, and the powder just tends, youthful skin reflects light, and the powder tends to dull that whole experience. So if you cover yourself with powder, then you're going to look older. So if you're a teenager, if you're really young and you're not concerned about that at all, you can set with powder and keep your makeup on longer. But I always say to use setting sprays if you're worried about your makeup coming off, or primers for older women, because I don't like that dullifying effect.
All right, now let's talk about eyes. I mentioned the eyeshadow primer. Now, do you do your shadow and your eyeliner, and then it seems like people say to do your mascara last? Because I guess if you put your mascara on first, it's kind of hard to work around it.
Yeah. A lot of times if you do, I'll do my mascara last, but then I'll want to touch something up, and you get a little bit of powder on your eyelashes, and then you don't have that true black. So I always like to do my mascara last. The very last thing I do, usually.
Oh, so you do your lips prior to then your eyes?
Well, sometimes I'll do my lip gloss last, but I just, before I ever set with any, I like to set with bronzer sometimes, because I don't like to use a lot of powder, but a little bit of bronzer gives me the best of both worlds. I get a little bit of color, and then I get a little bit of set on my makeup. But like I said, I don't want any powder to get on my eyelashes. So, I mean, you could do your lips after, but make sure your whole face is done before you do the mascara.
Now, in a previous segment, Carl, we talked about the underused yet importance of blush. So after you do the primer and then the foundation and then the powder if you're younger, then you do the blush before your eyes or lips, right? You kind of complete that part of your face?
So you'd want to do, at least I would want to do the blush before I did the powder. The powder is kind of a final step for your skin, because you never want to do any creams over a powder or any, it's kind of the finished step. And like I said, I usually actually skip that step, but
it's actually liquid to powder. Is that you're saying?
Yeah. You do any liquid you're doing or any creams you're doing. So concealer, if you're doing a cream foundation, if you're doing a cream blush, you want to do all of that before you ever do powder. Because if you put any cream consistency over a powder, it tends to gunk up and look a little bit muddy.
Awesome.
Well, I want to mention that I ordered that mascara you talked about last time, which was the one you said it was a little more high-end and you loved it. I can't remember the brand now, but I'm really excited for it to come in the mail.
Oh, benefit good. There will. Yeah. I'm excited too. I'm excited to hear your opinion on it.
Well, we're going to have to continue this. We'll have to continue this next time, and we'll have you on next week since you're a regular with us. So we're going to start, everybody, is remember to cleanse, moisturize, use a primer, and then use your makeup from a liquid all the way through to powder. If you have any questions, go to Mascara, that's M-Ask-Cara, C-A-R-A.com. I love that website. Cara, thanks for being with us. This is David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay beautiful and stay well.